Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 60. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 36. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 54.
Mid-America Network News. An Alabama man has been sentenced in connection with a sextortion case against a University of Kansas student. Javarius Howard, 21 years old, of Gadsden, Alabama, was sentenced to 41 months in prison by the Douglas County District Attorney yesterday. KSN reports the charges stem from incidents that happened between August and October of 2022 when Howard threatened to distribute compromising pictures of the 19-year-old KU student that were taken when she was 13. She did not comply with his demands and alerted police of his threats. Kansas Works is hosting a virtual statewide job fair. The job fair will be from 8 to 5 this coming Wednesday. Pre-registration is required. You can register going online to kansasworks.com. Job seekers can chat live and interview virtually with employers. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Hey, Shocker fans, Wichita State softball's campaign to defend last year's regular season championship is underway. Support the Shockers and head coach Christy Breadbanner at Wilkins Stadium this spring as they look to follow up their most successful season in program history with another historical run. Season tickets are sold out, but a limited number of single game tickets remain available for each game, starting at only $8. View the upcoming schedule and guarantee your seats at the games you want to see by purchasing your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
The McPherson County Sheriff's Office hopes that someone will come forward with information about who is behind the vandalism of a local cemetery. The Sheriff's Office says that approximately 40 headstones were pushed over and damaged at the Windham Cemetery. Many graves are those of early settlers in the area, with the markers dating from the late 1800s and the early 1900s, along with some contemporary headstones. The damage is estimated to be around $90,000. Anyone who may have information about the vandalism is asked to contact the McPherson County Sheriff's Office. Bond has been denied for four of God's Misfits defendants in the killing of two Kansas women. An Oklahoma judge ordered public defenders to represent four members of an anti-government group who appeared in court on Wednesday on charges of kidnapping and killing two women from Hugoton, Kansas. The judge also entered not guilty pleas and denied bail for Tiffany Adams, Tad Cullum, and Cora and Cole Twombly of Oklahoma. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
KUDY News caught up with New Marysville City Administrator Josh Haverkamp, who was introduced at a recent Chamber and Main Street mixer. He spoke of his short-term goals.
I really want to just work on community outreach over these next few weeks and months and just really get to know all the residents on a personal level. That way I can really figure out what they're looking for their community, rather than just coming at it like, this is what you need, like some administrators tend to do. But I just really want to get to know people so that way I can better serve them, because that's the whole point of this role.
Haverkamp spoke positively of Marysville and noted what attracted him to the community.
It's really just the way that the community rallies around, well, the historical buildings, but, you know, just around the museum, the Custer Museum. It's, they all come together for one goal, so that way, you know, we can really build up the community together.
Josh Haverkamp, a native of Bern, Kansas, was most recently employed with the city office in Kansas City.
So Kansas City has a very diverse, like, source of revenues and how they are able to pay for things. You know, it's very extensive. So coming at it from that background, I'm able to look at Marysville and be like, oh, well, Kansas City has this form of funding that we can, you know, try to adapt to fit our population. So whether or not we create a community improvement district, so that way we can serve that area specifically with either a special sales tax or some sort of funding around that district. So that way we can not only draw more people in, that will also provide more revenue for the city, but, you know, we can also just make it a better place for each of us to live and work, and then, of course, play.
The entire conversation with Josh Haverkamp available as a podcast at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Our public affairs program this weekend will highlight the Marysville Sparklers, a volunteer effort initiated to care for the planted areas about the Marysville community. Join Laura Richter Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Marshall County Arts Cooperative presents a photographic journey down memory lane, a series of some 50 historic photos highlighting Marshall County communities. The display is free and open to the public at the Arts Center in Marysville Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons 4 until 6, now through May 2nd. Senior Saturday, featuring a complimentary breakfast for those over age 60, will be tomorrow morning 8 to 10 a.m. For details, go online to marshallcountyarts.org. The tradition of a Victorian tea in Waterville is relived Saturday along with a fashion display. The afternoon tea at 2 at the historic Weaver Hotel and the program at 3 at the Opera House features Rayma Volkmer presenting dressing as a stylish Victorian woman. Combo tickets, $28, are individually $15 each. Reservations for the tea with limited seating are encouraged. Tickets available for the program at the door. For information, phone 785-562-8803 or stop by the Waterville Public Library. Flyer and details online at Waterville Community Connections or Friends of Waterville pages on Facebook. Waterville Community Connections will host the Dueling Piano Saturday evening with interactive music and comedy, as well as a cash bar available at the adults-only event. Individual tickets are $25 each and will include two drink tickets, or reserve a table for 8 with 32 drink tickets for $300. Advance reservations with Venmo, PayPal, and online options included on the event flyer at the Waterville Community Connections Facebook page, or call Darla Dick at 785-562-6595. Doors open at 6:30 Saturday. Live entertainment 7 till 10 p.m.
Marysville High School prom is Saturday. Group photos at 4:30 with the promenade at 5, open to the public. We'll begin at the Kester House Gardens. The annual senior walk at 5:45 will proceed from the Kester House on Broadway West 7th Street Saturday evening. Prom activities will be held at Venue 36 with after prom at the Junior Senior High.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s and still cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout Monday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers are possible early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s, then clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 67. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 43, and the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44.
Cilantro is one herb that can generate strong opinions. We will tell you what drives the anti-cilantro crowd on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 19th, the 110th day of the year. IndyCar champ Al Unser Jr. has a birthday, and Sally Ride was named as NASA's first female astronaut on this day in 1982. To you and me, cilantro is an herb that punches up everything from rice to dips to Mexican fare. But for others, it can generate a visceral reaction. Experienced cilantro is having a soapy or metallic flavor. It's an interesting study in genetic variants that account for how our senses decode fragrances. It's estimated that 10 to 15% of people with European ancestry carry the variant which decodes the cilantro differently. So if you know someone with an aversion to the herb, be understanding. They can't help it. It's in their genes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are back in action starting today on a Friday for a three-game series going into the weekend back at home at Kauffman Stadium as the Baltimore Orioles are heading into town. First pitch tonight is at 6:40. Kansas City did wrap up their road tour as their final last three games were against the Chicago White Sox, where they had a doubleheader on Wednesday after a rain delay earlier in the week. The Royals ended up going 2-3 in the series overall. Kansas City has moved up a slot overall in the American League Central, sitting number 2 just behind the Cleveland Guardians with an overall record of 12-7. The Guardians are at 12-6 right now, so just that 1-point lead keeps them above. The Orioles are also number 2 in the American League East at sitting 12-6. Kansas City is home for 2 series against the Orioles, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays, before heading back on the road on Friday next week up to Detroit to take on the Tigers. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The brother to Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, has made the announcement on his latest episode of his New Heights podcast that he has recently lost his Super Bowl ring by swimming in a pool of chili. Kank News reports the event happened during the recent Great Lom Baby Games, a live show that's hosted by the brothers, in which different teams compete in ridiculous games. But they say one of the challenges was participants to wade through a pool of Skyline chili, searching for the replica Super Bowl rings tied to socks. They say, however, that one of the replicas was actually Jason Kelce's genuine ring that he won with the Philadelphia Eagles back in 2018. In the statement during the podcast, he said, quote, "We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen." In other news, the Kansas Jayhawks have announced that A.J. Storr, a guard from Wisconsin, has officially signed on as a transfer to the Jayhawks for the upcoming basketball season.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the power tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Be part of the world's largest secular celebration and join billions of people around the world as we celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd.
Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Earth Day was the brainchild of Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson. He wanted to raise awareness and concern for our environment through outreach and education. In 1970, more than 20 million people and thousands of schools and local communities participated in the first Earth Day. In 1990, the celebration went global. Today, the Earth Day Network collaborates with more than 17,000 partners and organizations in over 174 countries. Be a part of this yearly celebration. Share your love of gardening with others. Teach people of all ages how planting a tree, growing a garden for pollinators, or raising your own food can make a difference. And keep the celebration going all year long. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
John was a well-known actor who traveled the nation in a variety of productions. In fact, a journey to one small town brought him fans for life. That is, until the actor turned out to be something more sinister. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today we know him for his crime perpetrated against President Lincoln. Before 1865, he was known for excelling at his occupation.
John Wilkes Booth was an actor, so actors back then traveled to different theaters. Well, he went to St. Joseph to put on a production.
As Michael Crutcher explains, it was January of 1864, and the weather was anything but hospitable.
There was one of the worst winters of recent history then. He had a friend back east who was getting married, and he was bound and determined to make it back in time for the wedding.
The weather was beyond terrible, but Booth was adamant that he would make it from St. Joseph to the East Coast.
So there were all the snow drifts, and the Hannibal St. Joseph Railroad, one of the big railroads in Missouri, was closed. He couldn't get out east by train.
So with no train to get Booth to the East Coast, he restored to whatever means of transportation he could find.
We took some money and he rented a team of horses and a sled from a man, and he went along the railroad, followed it east, till he reached Breckenridge. And from there on, the trains were running at that point, but there were many delays. You know, wind was blowing, snow was blowing.
His journey would soon bring him to Brookfield, where he'd be further delayed. And the events that took place in that town are still well remembered today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Brookfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
With so many garden seeds on the market, it's hard to choose. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. For the best results, look for the All-America Selections label as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's fun to try out new kinds of plants in the garden each year. Some I have good luck with, others not so much. My odds of success might go up if I choose seeds with an All-America Selections, or AAS, designation on the packet label. Diane Blazek is the executive director of AAS and says consider the designation a stamp of approval.
Our tagline is tested nationally and proven locally. It has been tested and trialed by professional horticulturists, so they know what they're looking for. Unlike maybe other new varieties, and I'm not saying all are like this, but you never know if something has really been tested and did it perform. Most companies will do their own trials, but this means that it's been tested in at least 30 places throughout North America.
AAS conducts trials for vegetables and flowers. Blazek says only new varieties grown from seed are tested. Each year, plant breeders submit new varieties for testing. The judges grow and analyze each entry on criteria such as disease and pest tolerance, novelty in form or flavor, yield, and overall garden performance.
Does it survive? Does it thrive? Is it different? Is it better? Because we grow next to comparisons. Usually there's at least two, sometimes three comparisons. So you're looking at a zinnia side by side to a current zinnia that's already on the market that is a great performer. So our entries have to perform better than the ones that are currently on the market in order to become an AAS winner.
Once a plant is given the AAS designation, it will keep it forever. The organization was founded in 1932, and the first winners were announced a year later after the results were tabulated from the first trial. Learn more about All America Selections at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a tool auction for Richard Nelson Saturday, April 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Having retired from over 40 years in construction, Richard Nelson is selling power and hand tools as well as collectibles and will include a 5 by 10-foot steel utility trailer, smaller electric cement mixer, miter saws, circular saws, belt sanders, hammer drills, router system, orbital sanders, planers, disc grinders, drywall equipment, jigsaw, multiple tools, a number of hand tools, also selling collectibles and miscellaneous. This auction for Richard Nelson, Saturday, April 20th, begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Invasive species play dirty by pushing out native plants. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Jennifer Grenz in yesterday's show. She's an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia and spoke at the recent International Invasive Species and Climate Change Conference. Grenz says climate change is definitely part of the invasive species problem.
The bottom line is that the air today is different than the air we're born, and we might not notice, but plants absolutely do. And our CO2 concentrations were relatively stable here on planet Earth for almost 800,000 years, and now we find ourselves at the highest concentration in 14 million years. So things have changed, and the plants are noticing.
Grenz says invasive plants are even changing the soil biology.
Some of these non-mycorrhizal species like knotweed eliminate essential fungal populations that our other native plant species are reliant upon.
Even clearing the surface of invasive plants doesn't work as a control.
We eradicate the invasive species, we plant the native species in their place, we pat ourselves on the back, maybe we pray over them, we water them, we love them, and they still die. Well, it looks like the supporting cast that they require is no longer present.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Biosecurity is top of mind after recent cases of the highly pathogenic avian influenza was found in dairy cattle. Dr. Roslyn Biggs, a beef cattle specialist with Oklahoma State University, says the HPAI cases underscore a need for vigilance in protecting cattle from wildlife.
We want to take a look at that because it's not just a concern from waterfowl and avian influenza. We have wildlife species right here in Oklahoma and certainly in this region of the United States. Take feral hogs, for example. They're a great opportunity, unfortunately, to expose our domestic species to things like leptospirosis. They're also well known to carry diseases like swine brucellosis and pseudorabies as well. And so we just want producers to think logically and take a moment to consider opportunities to improve biosecurity and prevent those wildlife, domestic livestock interactions. Simple things like making sure that if we've got feed that we don't inadvertently create habitat that's ideal for those wildlife species to set up shop.
With all that in mind, she talks about the ways to enhance biosecurity on your operation.
Designate a biosecurity manager. Get in connection with your veterinarian and talk about what's the risk assessment to our operation. Where could we have disease that would potentially enter our operation? And then develop a plan, put it down in writing and review it. Make sure everybody on the operation is familiar with it and that we're following those procedures. It's also a good time, particularly as we see additional diseases that maybe we haven't been exposed to before or are developing, that biosecurity managers stay in tune with what's going on and make sure they maintain that relationship with the veterinarian.
Again, that's Oklahoma State University beef cattle specialist, Dr. Roslyn Biggs. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news through the MidAmerica Ag Network.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market two great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres. That includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree-lined creeks, perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit floydsales.com for more information or call 620-532-1800.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Transitioning from tillage to no-till is a slow process, but the benefits are many. Here's how to get a jump start on it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of a quality no-till system are many. Better yields, higher profit, and improved fertilizer efficiency are just a few. However, it isn't automatic. Depending on how poor the soil is to start with, it can take up to 7 years after transitioning away from tillage to see the benefits. James Horman is a soil health specialist and consultant in Ohio. He says the first step to recalibrate the soil is to reduce compaction and improve the soil structure. Residue is your best friend, so he recommends planting multi-species cover crops.
Get the microbes revved up, and that's real important by having those live roots out there. And then you'll start to get your nitrogen dynamics to work out. So, you know, if you really want to do it in the shortest amount of time, put multi-species cover crops out, and then in most cases add some manure because you got to get a little extra nitrogen back into that system.
This saves you on fertilizer costs because every 1% of soil organic matter holds around 1,000 pounds of nitrogen. An important part of the process also includes periodic soil testing to gauge your progress.
That'll give you a kind of a guide to where you're starting. You know, you don't have to do those every year, but, you know, every 2-3 years, just like you would a normal soil test, you'll be able to see the transition by the changes in those tests. And those tests will help to tell you what you need to do to make that system better.
As the transition happens, you'll also see better water infiltration and noticing life in the field, such as insects and earthworms. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for transitioning to no-till at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday and in closing on the closing bell today, still mostly higher in the grains and the oil seeds, mixed to mostly lower in the livestock. Cattle market seeing some choppy two-sided trade today. April live cattle up 22 cents to 181.40. June down a dime to 175.27 and lower figures beyond that. Same story in the feeder cattle markets. The April contract up 3 cents to 241.63. However, May and beyond all lower. May down 60 to 241.95. And triple triple-digit gains for the hogs today. The light spot of the livestock sees Maylene hogs up 152 to 96.25. June's up to 104.57. That's a gain of $1.87 on the day of trade. Mostly higher in the grains and the oil seeds today. May corn up 6.25 at 432 and 3/4. July's up 6 to 442 and a half. All three of Chicago spring Kansas City wheat higher today. May Kansas City wheat trading up 4.5 to 581 and 3/4. July's up 6.5 to 581 and 3/4 as well. And the oats trading higher as well. May oats up 3.25 to 358. Soybeans taking the biggest hit of the day. May beans up 18.5 at 1152 and 3/4. July's up 18 and 3/4 to 1167 and a half. May soy meal sharply higher as well, up 660 to 344.60. And May soy oil up 36 points to 44.48. May cotton also trending higher, currently up 89 points to 78.99. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here as we see the S&P heading for a sixth straight loss, currently down 28 points at 4,982. NASDAQ dropping nearly 1% as Netflix declines, down 232 to 15,369 rather. And the Dow Jones up 207 at 37,982. Into the metals, we see April gold trading down $4.50 per ounce, trading at $2,377.80 per ounce. May silver having a whale of a day, up 45 cents to $28.84 per ounce. Energy markets mostly higher. Crude oil up 96 to $83.69 a barrel. Unleaded gas up a penny to $2.79 a gallon. May heating oil up 2 to $2.56 and natural gas down a half a cent to $1.75. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer
Sales. Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. White grubs, a pest easily identified by their white C-shaped bodies and dark heads, are attacking Kansas plants and especially brome. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff discusses the different kinds of white grubs and which ones cause the largest problems.
We have white grub species that are considered annual species, and so that means they develop from egg to adult in the same season, right? So you get a new flush of beetles every year. But then we have species that are considered perennial, and they take 3 years, their life cycle is 3 years long in the soil, and so they take 3 years to develop, and they impact a location or a crop over period of 4 calendar years. So they develop a lot slower. And these perennial, so to speak, white grubs are the ones that tend to be the biggest problem.
He explains how white grubs negatively impact plants and when they can become a major issue for growers.
They're developing in the soil and consuming roots, and that's how they live. So they damaging the root system, they're going to stop the plants from taking up moisture well, stop the plants from taking up nutrients really well, and just basically really damage the plant, if not kill it outright. It's not going to be a problem every single year, but under the right conditions like this year, it kind of caught people off guard. You know, when we're dealing with row crops and we're rotating different crops and disturbing the soil every year, they don't tend to become such a big problem. But in a perennial type cropping system, their levels can build up really easily.
Zukoff discusses an avenue available for producers to combat white grubs. He emphasizes treating transitional areas within fields.
In situations where the damage is more limited, someone might make the decision to replant brome into those dead spots. But what they'd want to do is make sure they get into those dead spots, maybe cultivate a little bit to clear the ground, replant in the fall. because if you establish it in the fall, once it gets to spring, the root system will be bigger and deal with that spring feeding damage, because in the fall, the beetles aren't going to be feeding on that new root system. So that's something to consider. And before replanting, if that's what they want to do, they probably should consider going into those dead areas, and especially the transition areas around those dead areas, and treating the ground with carbaryl, commonly known as 7. And if they do choose to use that insecticide, they want to make sure that they're going to put it on with a large volume of water to get that insecticide down into the soil where the grubs will come in contact with it. If they just spray it on top of the ground, or if they spray it on the ground, they haven't cleared the vegetation, that insecticide is not going to get into the soil.
That was Anthony Zukoff, Kansas State University Extension entomologist on white grubs. Learn more about the pest at www.entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors. Several machinery items, shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
Gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures fell overnight on word that Israel had launched retaliatory strikes on Iran. The S&P 500 is heading for its worst week in almost 6 months. It gave up another 0.2% Thursday. The Nasdaq composite fell 0.5%, but the Dow Jones did manage a fractional gain. The Mideast tension also has driven up oil prices by 3%. Spot gold prices, meanwhile, surged to a fresh all-time high of just over $2,411 per ounce. Existing home sales fell more than 4% in March compared to February. That's the biggest decline since 2022. Housing industry analysts blame mortgage rates that have surged over 7% for the first time in 2024. Summertime is coming, and Pepsi wants to celebrate. The beverage company is introducing two new limited edition flavors. Pepsi Lime and Pepsi Peach will be on the shelves soon. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.